A word for you from Proverbs 21 verse 4. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, are sin. God is pointing out the very basic problem with mankind. In fact, it's something that we easily recognize in other people, but it's very difficult to recognize in ourselves. Because you'll find that all of mankind despises haughty eyes. We don't like the one, even if he's famous, we don't like haughty eyes. We don't like them to pretend that they are better than the rest of mankind. We don't like a proud heart. Well, God doesn't like it either, and he declares it to be sin. And he says it is the lamp of the wicked. That is what gives you your own light. It is a light that will go out soon. For haughty eyes and a proud heart will be judged by God. He will not allow it to go unpunished. Now, you might be very clever and very discerning in detecting it in other people, perhaps in other Christians. But are you able to see it in yourself? Unfortunately, because a proud heart is so proud, it cannot detect and discern itself. You need God to do it for you. You need the Holy Spirit to show you what your eyes and your heart are like. Only he can detect and discern accurately. So why not ask God and say, Lord, how do you see me? Do I have a proud heart? Maybe I speak humble words, but behind it is pride. Because without God humbling you, pride is just the norm. And even when you try and be humble, God still declares it to be pride. There is the story of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was fetched from a railway station by a man who said, well, I am just a worm of the earth. I belong to this church where you're going to preach, but I am just the worst. I'm a worm of the earth. And he kept on repeating this till Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones began to recognize, and he writes it in his book, that this man suffered from pride. Yes, an artificial humility is just pride in the sight of God. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the cleansing of God to free us from haughty eyes and a proud heart.